WAD.
It sounds to me like you got the flow and a call sign down pretty good. Good morning. W8RCY.
Hey there. How's RCY doing? You waiting for your Uber?
Yeah, I'm just about to head down to the lobby. You probably won't get here until about 8 o'clock at the earliest. That's when you usually keep up. But I come down here because it's cooler, because my apartment's so hot in the shower that I just got out of. So, yeah. But hopefully it's going to be a nice day and very little or low humidity.
Yeah, I hope so. I got to cut the grass when I get back, so I got that project ahead of me.
As strange as it sounds, ever since the age of about 11 or 12, I've had allergies, and my parents' house in the Shores, St. Clair Shores, was on a corner lot, so you've got front yard, backyard, city property out front, and then two big landing strips along the side street. I can only cut one row of grass before I start sneezing, my eyes were itching. My mother accused me of doing it on purpose to catch the allergies just so I wouldn't have to cut the grass, but doctors have told me you'll grow out of them. Well, as old as I am now, I still haven't grown out of them. But my allergies are now in the fall more than they are in the spring.
Well, the good thing about all of that is they got a better way to treat it and take care of it and over-the-counter medicines and all that other stuff. Still not perfect. They do have side effects. I guess one of them is sleepy. But it is better.
That is very true. Even last year, I mean, January and March of last year, I had my eye surgery done. And, of course, you obviously can't rub your eyes. And they still don't want you to rub them. But, I mean, this past fall, when I was dealing with some of the allergies behind, but you got to stretch your eyes. You got to fix your eyes. No, but can't touch my eyes. So that was a little bit rough. But, I still have... My issues aren't as bad when I was a kid or a teenager, but, you know, I still just have these problems and I start sneezing. I was sneezing a little bit this past week, though, with the cottonwood, but that's all this campus has on these cottonwood trees. And so it was actually snowing on Monday, and I sent a picture to one of my racing connections that was in town that I didn't get a chance to see. So I sent him a picture. I said, now you should be there. It's 85 degrees and it's snowing outside.
South
of the restaurant. I think you've been out here. I think you dropped me off one time. But we're just surrounded by trees. And then on the south side of the building, where I face, there's about a 400, maybe 500 foot deep field between me and the hospital building. And the foliage is so thick, you can't even see the hospital anymore. It's gone. It's swallowed up by the tree foliage. Can't see the Detroit skyline anymore. Nothing. It's just this wall of green.
Everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm already spoiled a little bit. I mean, this the DMRs that you put in my moto work really, really well. And of course, my moto turbo is, I've had that now for a few years, and that's pretty much full quieted. But to be able to go through analog and talk on the FBI and everything else, yeah, that'll be sweet.
Yeah, well, the thing with DMR, 25, D2, Fusion, all those digital codes, they're either full quality or they're not there, you know. I mean, occasionally you'll get a little bit of a digital drop or bam or something like that, but that's the advantage of the digital stuff. It's either 100% or 0%, so that'd be good. Speaking of that, with your clear note, have you decided on a frequency for your 775-7550 radio yet? Because we probably should throw that in there.
I've already done that.
Okay, I can't remember. I've been doing so much playing around programming radios lately. I got hooked on these XTLs and XTSs. I built an XTS for Dave, the ARPSC guy, and I got a XTL, so I can't remember what I programmed anyways, but you said you made a sheet with all the frequencies and the PLs and stuff like that. You started that. That would be kind of nice for you to email to me, because I'm getting kind of tired of looking it up all the time, and I'm too lazy to build my own sheet.
I think you need a vacation because my 7550E is done, except for the changes to the Troy repeater and the addition of, there was one other thing. But anyway, I sent you the text messages this week. I have in my hand my 7550E. I have my 5550E that we have to add the Hammond GMRS to, and there is absolutely zero hurry any of this done.
Oh, I can get you back your 7550 like right away, because that'll only take me about a minute. It'll take me longer to plug it in than it will to change it. So that one I can get you real, real quick. The other one, that's going to take probably an hour worth of time. That one might take a little minute, but I'll get you back to your handy talkie like right away. I'll just hand it to Sean probably on Monday.
Okay.
That didn't work. WAB. I copied zero of that. You were out more than you were in.
Okay. W-A-R-C-Y.
Repeater.
Fine.
All right. Well, you're a little crunchy, but no problem.
Yeah, that was from 13 and Splendor.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Very good then. We are. Wally's already there. I haven't heard anybody else, and Donald and I are about 2 minutes away, as soon as they give me my damn coffee.
Okay. All right. We should collide about the same time.
still out there? KZ8Z, I'm hitting your tower from home. I just want to see if I'm making it.
Okay, you're making it.
Nice. Couldn't do that before. Okay, that's it. Enjoy your breakfast. Talk to you later, KZ8Z.
Okay, KZ8Z.
Hey, Dave, I got your message. We'll talk about it this morning.
Okay, thanks, John. I'll stand by. I won't pull the trigger yet. Okay, enjoy, KZ8Z.
KF8CZD.
WAVD.
Where are you at, Phil?
Just going through the car wash.
All right, I just dropped off Donald. I'm turning back out onto the Quinner, so run home, run my wife's breakfast in, then I just got to jump in the work car. So I'll be in the work car, and I'll wait for you in the structure. You get there ahead of me, you wait for me in the structure.
Roger.
All righty, W8FU.
WHCPT, KEWOJ. WHCPT, Captain Don, are you out there? KEWOJ. Negative contact, KEWOJ square.
Okay, Buckwheat. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be real close to that Tringali. So you can get those world-famous stone cones that Depp talks about.
Oh, she would love it if I walked in with those. But I'm not going to be in the office till Wednesday, so it might be stale.
Wow, the cottonwoods are just, oh man, they're blanketing the grass. I feel bad for you if you got an allergy to cottonwood. Anyhow, yeah, no, that wouldn't work. So, you have to do it some other time.
Yeah, I'll have to. I should just try one just to know what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, get a couple, bring one home for the wife, and good stuff, man.
Yeah, she would say, what, are you trying to make me fatter?
She'd say, yeah, I'm a jealous man. I figure I gotta make you fat so that nobody looks at you. I'm at 12 and Ryan, so ETA is what it is. W8FU.
Yeah, about the same. I'm at 13 and Mound. So, nice clean car. Oh, beauty old Pontiac. I think it was a Tempest just went by the other way. Really nice. It's going to be a time of year people bring this, the old iron out.
What was that? I remember the Solstice was the little two-seater convertible. What was the Tempest?
I go way back. I'm talking 60s. Like a 67, 68.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, because I was just, I don't know why, but like, well, I kind of know why. A Solstice, that a black one with these really cool headlights, the blue-looking headlights, popped up in my feed on Facebook, and I clicked on it, and now all of a sudden I've been getting Solstices popped up in my feed. Of course, that's how it works, right? And so I had Solstice on the brain. So when you said Tempest, yeah, I know exactly what a Tempest is. Yeah. I was just brain farted there.
Yeah, basically what a GTO is made out of, or what it starts with.
Yeah, it wasn't GTO, just a package, a Tempest package at first?
That I couldn't speak to. I don't think so, but maybe it was. So, I think 66 was the first GTO, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. My brother-in-law would be the expert on that. He had a bunch of first-year ones in various states of disrepair and whatnot. I don't know if he ever had a really nice one, but that's what he did. He did cars, and he had ALS, so that took him out before his time. Made the car work kind of difficult at the end there, but he had, I think, 66 GTOs. So, there you have it. I know one of them, I don't know if it was the GTO, but one of the ones that, it ended up becoming a whole separate car, but it was a package at first. And I can't remember which one it was. Whether it was the GTO was a Tempest package, or Tempest was a package of something else. I just can't remember. All right, I'm in sight. I'm still a ways off, but in my radar. I'll see you when you get there.
Yeah, I'm just pulling in now. That other antenna's still crooked.
You know, I was going to say, when I seen you in the structure, you make fun of my antenna, I'm gonna be mad. You have to beat me to it.
Yeah. So, okay, so the structure, is that behind the PD, or where? Not sure where that is.
You know, north, south, east, and west from that location, it's directly south of the tower.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it.
The only thing I didn't take into account is often they often on the weekends have things going on and have it closed off, so I hope we didn't hit one of those weekends.
No, it's open.
All right, turning in now. See you in a minute. I'll be here for you.
I assume just anywhere in here, right? Okay, I got a handicap sticker temporarily, so I'm going to use that. ADAP here.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
WABD Mobile.
needs me.
Why? Hey, Donald, perfect. Are you on your, get on your worst HD and walk around.
Okay, I'm on the Wooks on, Wooks off, 8-watt HT, and I'm walking around inside my apartment.
No, I mean, get on your worst, low power, move around, move your antenna around, all that.
I am on the Wolfstein, which is my worst amateur radio, and I'm on 3 watts of power.
When I say worst, I don't mean, you know, like quality of the radio. I mean like your lowest power, rubber duck, you know, moving around. I'm trying to, you know, you were noisy out of your house. You had to be 8 watts and on the Wolfstein and standing and just right. I'm trying to make, I can't find any noise in your signal now, no matter what you do. So I'm trying to make yourself noisy.
Okay. Low power in the corner of my bedroom is about the furthest I could be from the wall without going outside.
Well, you know, people might say, oh boy, you fixed it. Here's the problem. I don't know what I did.
If I go outside in the hallway, that'll put me closer to the north side of the building where you guys are at.
No, I think that's good enough. Anybody else out there? Dave, KZ8Z, any chance you out there?
K8WOJ, anything I can help you with?
Are you on the Richmond? I need somebody that's on the Warren repeater. We're connected up to not only all the FBI repeaters, but MI-1. So we are testing, just to be clear, I'm working on the receiver at the 442.6 Warren Kate FBI repeater. So I'm looking for somebody that's in its footprint that can tickle it. Let me know how it's working. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm over in West Bloomfield, about a mile from that that repeater. I'm on that one at the moment.
Okay, you're on Brother Phil's repeater. Can you go to the 2.6? Do you have the 2.6 in your program?
Yeah, it'll take me a second to find it.
Okay, it's a stretch, but worth trying. Anybody else?
Hey, John, I'm on the up here at
Okay, that was kind of poopy. I heard, hey, Sean, I'm on Warren, and then I missed it. Who is it, and where are you at again?
BD, and I'm up here in Fairhaven, or New Haven, Wally in Fairhaven.
What are you running out of New Haven?
I am running my XDL about 30 watts on a 4.25 wave.
Okay, I'm less shocked than I, yeah. That's about par for the course. That's a long haul. All right, very good. The worst part is in the process of hooking everything up, I probably got a bad jumper somewhere, which I suspected. I just can't figure out which one. I've been whacking and hacking and trying to get it to duplicate, and I can't. I got, I don't know. Make sure it's okay, and then go from there.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of far away, so I figured I'd give it a shot, see if that was of any help to you. All right. I got to run through the drive-thru here. Grab something. If you need any more signals, let me know. WADD.
No, all good. Thanks for that check. WOJ, you back? WOJ, is that you? It was quite noisy, as I kind of expected.
Yeah.
Okay, I got no frame of reference for that. All right, well, the test equipment says it's okay. So that's the real proof in the pudding. And I just wanted subjective tests. So I appreciate it. I'm going to poke around here a little bit more, see if I can get to the bottom of this closing plate. Thanks, everyone. W8FU. Yeah, go ahead.
WRCY, game 4, let's send this my building inside the stairwell. So it's my lowest further so I can go west. I'm still running 3Y.
All right, well, you sound better than you usually sound in the morning. And in your apartment, it was full crying. All right, very good. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate you doing that, Donald. W8FU.
That's what we're here for. W8FU.
PR, anybody out there for a test?
I know you're on Warren, but are you in Warren? Where are you at, and what are you running?
On a base station, 9600 GYD.
Okay, so you're at home. Very good.
No problem. Hi, Sean. Talk later. KFA, DRC.
Hayes and M59, if you will need another one, KFA does.
What are you running, Dave? What kind of, what's your status?
FTM 500, probably 20 watts.
Okay, cool. If you guys would permit. Donald, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, give me your lowest power portable and wiggle it around a little bit.
Power, and I'm moving back around inside my apartment.
Okay, real good. We just buttoned everything up, and I wanted to get a heck out of Dodge. So just want to make sure nothing changed.
Not a problem. If anything else, just holler. W8RCY.
WD8KLL, sounding good up here on the Flint repeater.
Yeah, we were just working on the Warren repeater. Had a sick receiver. So got that straightened out, I think.
cautiously optimistic, as I like to say. All right, loading up the car, W8FU.
All right, John, like I said, sounding good here, so WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
That actually used to be a thing. The guy that was my partner on this machine was NALDL. And we'd go, la, la, la. It was stupid, but many, many years ago, that was a thing. Just ask RPAD.
Don't ask me. I don't know nothing.
Remember that? La, la, la.
Yeah, that's Wayback Machine.
Weird. It still got the funky squelch tail. Just worked on the worn receiver. Just hoping that it's going to behave.
Yeah, I was glad to hear that because I'm going to be running the HT a lot over here in the near future. Going in Monday to get me one of them store-bought knees.
There you go. Eric just had some $6 million parts put in. So, yeah, I think his was a little further out. But, oh, man. Am I going to Tringali? Phil?
The answer's still no. You should always go to Tringali's. Anyway, I'm out. I'll be with him.
Thought I. Phil, I'd appreciate if you... Are you running home at this point?
Not immediately. I got to run another errand.
All right. I'll just, when you get up near your place, check it based on it's, you knew how it performed before. And so when you're out and about, check it in places that were used to be good that are, that you know went bad or whatever. Just whatever you can do to confirm.
Okay, we'll do. I'll be home in about closer to 2.
Okie doke. I'm going to run around on the HT for a little bit here. I should be nowhere that the HT won't work in. W8FU.
Hey, DPR.
KF8F. W8FU. Ah, yes. Go to the gym or go to Tringali's and get some pastries. That's a tough call. Good grief. You can't go south out of this place even on a Saturday. W8FU.
K8WOJ.
W-O-J, why don't you give me your name again? I know we've talked, and I'm sorry. I'm just drawing a blank.
No problem. It's Rick. And if it makes you feel any better, sometimes I want to tattoo my own name on the back of my hand.
Okay, West Bloomfield Rick. I will try to remember. Almost identical to White Boy Rick.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to say something else.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember the whole White Boy Rick thing? He's still around, actually, but I saw him in the paper the other day. But do you remember that whole dealie?
Yeah, I kind of do, but wasn't he a lot younger than us?
Yeah, he is. It was the old man that ran the electronics surplus joint over there on Grosbeck or Gratiot. Was it Gratiot or Grosbeck? I don't know. I got a lot of friends, East Siders, that knew them all really, really well. You know, they knew them guys firsthand. I was only, like, knew all of them, really, and been to the surplus store. And, yeah, that was, and then he was the boy, he was the son. And, yeah, I think, not a ton younger, but younger, yes.
Yeah, I kind of grew up in Roseville, and great school. I got in a lot of trouble. And luckily, we moved out of there and out into the country, Lakeville-Leonard area, around sixth grade. And I kind of straightened up well, a little bit anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was a kind kid. You know, I wasn't mean or anything, but I was very mischievous, and that's using a very, very tame word. Some of the stuff we told, I tell the stories, people are like, just what? Like, yeah. So, that all changed. Thank goodness. Was not on a path. Most of us did. Most of us got out of it. There were a few we were really wondering, but most of us are all just fine.
I don't know what it was that caused it. I almost got permanently tossed from grade school there. I did get permanently tossed from the cafeteria. And then I'd have to walk home for lunch. And then I got kind of busted by the cops for throwing snowballs at cars. And then the safety on that intersection went back and told the principal. I almost got tossed out again. And it just goes on. And I started a mud fight and it almost got bounced from recess. And anyway, we moved out in the country there, and I started hunting and fishing, and there just wasn't a whole lot of place to get in trouble.
Well, just a lot to do, too, you know? So keep you busy with decent stuff, and you won't waste your time with mischievous stuff. Yeah, we did a lot of crap. I was not the worst of the group by any stretch, but still, the stories are kind of cringeworthy. We all grow up. That's the, like I say, you know, we're all little sea turtles, and the parents are just trying to get us to the sea. If they can get us to the sea, then we will be okay.
Yes, sir, and you know, I'm pushing 72, and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
You know, as Rossi said about not pushing, it's just kind of doing it at your own pace, so, you know, just, good for you.
I've been sitting here a while fighting with Anytone 878 here, a code plug, trying to program it by hand. I don't think I'm going to have very much hair left when this is over.
UFO, but I don't think I get any luck on the flies. It's just not clear. But I haven't sat down and spent a lot of money with it either. You know, like I got my Motorola radio I'm on right now, and you would think that would be harder, but when you get the front panel programmable option on these things, it's very intuitive. It's pretty easy. Unless, of course, they want to get more where you see being hacked. It's an easy thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but it kind of sounded like you went on the other side of a mountain there. I only got most of that.
So I was running low power. I've been trying to, I've been driving away from the repeater and just seeing how far I can carry it. I'm on high power now. Is this better?
Oh, yeah, night and day.
Okay, yeah, we were working on the receiver. And,
so that's why I've been running around on the HT. I've got a mobile sitting here, but I wanted to try the HT as I was driving home. And I am almost home, so I'm going to make this my final and get inside and check a few other things out. I got a set of headphones that were loaned to me today, and I am very much looking forward to test driving those.
All right, well, sounding pretty good for an HT there. Have yourself a great afternoon. We'll catch you later, and I'm going to wander up on the porch and have a cigar. I found out every time I start fighting with some of this stuff, it's once you get frustrated, you got to get up and walk away for a while. So I guess I'll go have me a smoke and then come back and tackle it again. Have a great one. We'll catch you down the road. KE8WOJ, I'll be clear.
Solid advice. All right, we'll catch you later, Rick. This is W8FU. In case I hadn't mentioned it, name is Sean. Catch you later. W8FU, I'm home.
WD8KLL in the mobile.
WJ portable.
KCNFZ2 portable, just testing.
ABAPR, handheld, container order.
WOJ, now you're in my neck of the woods.
I'm sorry, what's that? Who's that?
Rick in West Bloomfield, KE8WOJ, over here around Lone Pine and Middle Belt. Wrong with my ears, because normally you boom in here, but you're just kind of barely making it.
All right, I was going through the Warren repeater. Now I'm going through my Yeah, we're testing signal strength, different locations.
Oh, okay. Yep, there you are. Booming right in again.
Yeah, so, I don't know, Sean, if you're listening, it might still be an issue with the receiver, I don't know. And I'm just about, like I said, I'm just about to pull up my driveway here in a moment. So, I'll say 7-3. ABAPR.
Okay, 7-3s, and thanks for all the work you guys do on these systems and all these nice old networks and keeping them up and running, all of it. Man, it's really something. It's greatly appreciated. Have a great day, and be careful out there. KE8WOJ, I'll be clear.
W8FU, WYM. Anybody on free that can tell me I'm making it into this thing? On super low power?
Yes,
well, I'm
under
WB and you're making it over.
Okay, thank you. I'm just testing it out here, recliner portable. I don't remember what the wattage setting is, but I know it's really low. It's like a tenth of a watt or something. Is it a good signal?
Well, it's a little low, but it's definitely usable.
Low as in staticky or low as in audio?
Yeah, a little bit of low audio and a tiny bit of static.
Well, I can't do much more on the audio. The HT is almost inside my mouth. But I did add a little bit of power. How's that? Maybe that helped.
Yep, that helped a lot.
Okay, thank you. And who's this?
Yeah, this is Rick in West, West Bloomfield, KE8WOJ.
KE8WOJ. Yeah, Rick in Birmingham. Heard you and Sean talking about White Boy Rick earlier today. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, name here is ARPAD, ARPAD. Sean and I go way back. Don't jump on the air too often, but might be doing more so of that in the near future, as I'm going to be stuck in this recliner for a month or two, as I'm getting a new knee put in next week.
B4ZYQ.
Gotcha, Joe. Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry that's happening, but it's obviously necessary, and I know I've had back surgery and a whole lot of other things, so, well, I wish you well, and be good to hear you on the radio. Joe, go ahead and take it, and then pass it over to ARPAD, please.
Yeah, I echo the same sentiments there on the knee surgery. I used to treat people for that in physical therapy, so hopefully it goes well, and they put you on one of those continuous motion machines, CPMs, CMPs, whatever. But good luck with that. Over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks, Rick. Yeah, I've already had one done already, so I know what I'm up for here. And so had the right one done already, getting the left one done. Also had the right hip done, so slowly turning into the $12 million man. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, cool. You won't need a car to keep up on the freeway. Joe, go ahead.
I have to inform you, unfortunately, that with this day and age of inflation, you're going to be the old buck with a 10 buck knees there. There you go. Over to you. And good luck on that. Yeah, you're going to be kicking around there with all new equipment. Back to you.
Yep. Yeah. Getting all too familiar with the program. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. I'm going to let you go. I got some other stuff to get ready here before Monday. before I go under the knife, so back to doing those chores. Guys, have yourselves a good afternoon. Enjoy that weather. WYDM. Rick?
Okay, I've had great to meet you. Have a great day, and good luck with that. I'll be pulling for you. KE8WOJ. Joe, go ahead.
I've said when you get out and get recuperating, make sure your rig, your shack is all set up so you can talk on the radio when you can't get out and do much as you're healing. So, in all true sincerity, get well and get through that easy, go well and get better. We look forward to hearing you on the radio once you get out and able to do some talking some more. So 7-3 for now from KE4ZYQ. Well, Rick, it looked like two different areas of the state here did their siren test. And how's your neck of the woods doing over there?
Oh, yeah, I was on the porch there having a smoke when they went off kind of thing. I was taking a break from trying to do a DMR coat plug there and not having a whole lot of luck. So I went out for a break in the smoke, and I heard the sirens go off, so I started listening in on some of the reports.
Yeah, kids wanted to be a part of that to help out if there's a local siren to watch and test, you know, check out. But I don't know, those days that they do them, not that the days are bad by any means, but I'm not good. So one of these days they'll coincide, I can get out and participate. Doesn't take much to drive somewhere, sit and watch a siren go off, listen for it, watch it, take a picture, and write it down. So one of these days, maybe next month.
Well, if you do that, take some earplugs, or I take my shooting muffs with me. It's pretty loud sitting underneath one of those.
Well, that's true. You can put the windows up, or you can even put in earbuds, you know, if you got your phone, just take your earbuds. What I do is I take my my wireless Bluetooth earbuds, and I just turn off the phone and just use those for plugs.
Yeah, I've got electronic shooting muffs there, and when there's no loud noises, you can hear normally kind of thing. Sometimes it's even amplified, and then if loud noise goes off, it just blacks it right out kind of thing. So no surprises that way.
Yep, KE4ZYQ, yeah, it's got a dB cutoff point. Yeah, they're pretty good. I got some earmuffs like that, like you said, some headset that does that. You can hear people really good, but what is it, that a quick cutoff point?
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is the there's no directional. You get, like, you can be on the firing line and you can hear a conversation going on. And you're looking around like, where is that? You know, and it's way off from where you thought it was. There's no there's nothing to tell you the direction. Everything gets piped to both ears, kind of thing. So you just you really can't tell. You can hear noises, but you can't tell where they are.
Now, Rick, I know you better than that, and I know you hear voices in your head, so don't be blaming your headset for that. I understand.
Since they do so to amplify, I thought about using them for deer hunting, but then I quickly realized there's no, like I said, there's no direction. You can't tell where they, you can hear something moving, but you can't tell what direction it's in.
I know what you're talking about. Mine do the same thing, because they're omnidirectional. And they work pretty good. I think they're called, the brand name is Caldwell or something like that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of them. I can't remember which one. I got a couple of pairs of them, actually. But anyway, I'm going to get back out of here and plug away on that plug. So you take care, bud, and we'll catch you down the road. KE8WOJ.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I'm sure you'll figure it out. You're pretty determined. Good luck with that. Good talking briefly. I got to get up and get some things done here, too. So KE4ZYQ, 7-3.
WD8KLL.
Hello,
Jerry.
Oh, fella, how you doing?
Okay, just marine merbling around here on our lake. Beautiful day out here.
It is. Very beautiful day. It's about 84 degrees here where I am.
Yeah, it was a little cooler on the water. Yeah, I'm going to try to jump over the dot 6, see if you can hear me on the handheld. Let me know if you do. I'll jump back there in a second. Hold on. Did you copy anything?
Yes, copy you very clear. Good audio. And signal. 559.
No, I jumped over to directly to the 2.6. I guess you didn't hear it at all. Huh?
Anything? That's what I heard. That's what I came back
to. Okay, you got real noisy yourself there. All right. It's just, I think the problem with the receiver is still going on. I don't know. All right, talk to you later, Jack. See ya. ABAPR.
Try it again, Phil. I'm looking at the dashboard.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is on my machine. Now let me switch over and tell me if you hear me.
So just a couple of, you just knocked it, brought it up a couple of times. Now, is that something you could normally have done? I don't remember that being, that doesn't seem to me like something you normally were doing, or were you in the past?
I don't remember. So, yeah, I don't know. The jig's getting noisy, too. Something, it just seems like something's not right.
Yeah, not sure. All right, anyhow. Hello, Jack. W8FU.
Okay, I'm going to get back to my busy meandering. See you tomorrow. Hey, baby.
WD8KLL, KFA DRC, KFA DRC, KE4CYQ.
This is KFA DRC. Go ahead, Joe.
Jack, you recognize my voice. I just wanted to let you know you were getting out and to say good evening to you. Didn't want to leave you out there hanging in the wind. Nobody responded to you, so I figured I'd come back. How you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Well, I was, thank you for asking. I was a little under the weather. Got over it so far, for the most part, and doing better. Once the weather cooperates and it's sunny and not raining, or having a air quality alert, I'll be able to get out and actually stop hibernating, which you know what that's about, right?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying. Anyhow, good talking to you, Joe. We'll talk again. KFA-GRC.
Jack, you stay well, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay out of trouble, as they say, or don't get caught, one of those two last ones. KE4ZYQ, clear.
KF8DRC from WD8KLO. KF8DRC from WD8KLO. WD8KLO, clear.
WD8KLO. KF8DRC.
Jack, WD8KLL, I can hear you.
Hey, that's good enough. Now I know this thing working. And more on the repeater, it's better. Roger?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. A little bit of popcorn, but not bad. So what you been up to today?
I had to do a couple of run around, then I went to church. And just came out of church and I had to get a little bit of
a Roger that. Yeah, I caught most of that. At the tail end, you kind of got scratchy there. But, yeah, good deal. Yeah, we ran around, did some grocery shopping, and went for a little ride on the side-by-side and just cooked some stuff out on the old barbecue, so... Good day. Nice day, nice weather.
Oh, yes, yes it is. Very nice weather out there. My friend says I ain't gonna come back. All right. Good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. WDA-KLL, KFA.
All right there, Jack. Sounds good. We'll talk at you later. You're just getting a little bit scratchy there. I don't know if you're moving around, but we'll talk at you later there, Jack. KF8DRC, WD8KLO. We're clear.
Let me try another repeater, see which one is better. All right, try another repeater. KF8DRC, clear. WD8KLL. WD8KLL,
KF8DRC. WD8KLL, yeah, you sound a lot better there, Jack. No more popcorn, at least that transmission.
Okay, well, this repeater is in Mount Clemens, so I'm close by Mount Clemens, I guess. All right, good enough. Take care. We'll talk later. WD8KLL.
All right, Jack. Yep, that sounds quite a bit better. All right, we'll talk to you later. WD8KLO, we're clear.
I agree there. KE4ZYQ sounded good, Jack.
Thank you. KE4ZYQ. Thank you. KSA,
ZIQ,
clear.
Equal ZYQ, clear frequency.
KSA to ARC and AW3, that's the coming.